Legion.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanlon with Todd Mitchell. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. We like to get right to it and ask you the question each and every hour. What is on your mind?
Go Vikings, let's win this game. Go Vikings, honor your name.
Todd has just answered the question of what is on his mind, and it is breaking news that the Minnesota Vikings have a new head coach.
Mike Zimmer, defensive coordinator for the Bengals. Been there the last few years since 08. Cowboys and Falcons before that. And as you comb the various sites, look at what Bengal fans are saying. Bengal fans seem to be pretty united that they should promote him and fire Marvin Lewis as a head coach. Well, that's not going to happen because Zimmer is the new Vikings head coach.
I'm warming up to this guy. I think when I first heard his name, I'm like, Zimmer, who? Come on, they need a name. But the grit to this guy, for one, he's the son of a former NFL player, Bill Zimmer. His son is Adam Zimmer, who I think is a special teams assistant with the Bengals, but a former defensive assistant linebacker coach for KC. So got football in the blood, right? And, you know, the affection that the Bengals fans have for him, wanting him there, says something.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah, so I think I'm warming to this guy.
I mean, football fans can be fickle, but when you're seeing everybody pretty much agreeing with the same point, then you got to think, well, might be something to this.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm liking this. I'm liking this a lot. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for our weekly talk radio town hall on What's on Your Mind. Calling from that little circle surrounded by reality known as Washington, D.C., as we often say. Hello, Congressman. Nice to have you back.
Hey, Scott. Great to be back.
What's your reaction to the Vikings having a new coach? What do you think?
Well, I have to admit, being in this circle, in this very insulated place surrounded by reality, I had no idea it happened until I was just listening to you guys chat about it. But if you and Todd are comfortable, I'm comfortable.
Well, I'm warming to it. Todd's kind of, he's got the pom-poms out,
but
man.
He's
drinking the purple Kool-Aid. He is totally, he's all in on this Zimmer guy. He's like, you know, loving him up, giving him man hugs. So
I like the name.
Yeah, I do too. It's got a football name to it.
Kind of a baseball name, but yeah.
Go out and win one for the Zimmer.
It is a baseball name, you're right.
I like that a lot.
Who's your favorite Minnesota Viking, Kevin?
Well, currently, Jared
no,
Allen.
Ever.
Dave Osborne.
I know he was going to say that. Why is Dave Osborne your favorite Minnesota Viking?
Well, the fact he's from Kandu, North Dakota, has nothing to do with it, I'm sure. here's what I love about Dave Osborne. So Dave is he's a family friend, of course, and known his family for a long time. And my wife grew up with his family in Kandu. But what I love about him, he was drafted like in the 13th round or something like that, which there isn't even such a thing. I think they go half that far now. And from UND, of course, and he was slow. Small and had bad hands, but other than that, he was fantastic.
And look what he did with that grit.
Look what he did. He became the NFC's leading rusher, made the Pro Bowl. He has the distinction of having caught the first touchdown pass for the NFC in the history of the Pro Bowl. Isn't that something? I wonder if Todd knew that even.
Can we leverage our friendship with you and Mr. Osborne to maybe invite him on the program and see what he thinks of the new coach?
Hey, that's a great idea. Sure, we could do that. I've got a cell number. Call him up.
He's starting to sound like Baca now.
Yeah. I got Taylor Swift's cell phone number. I'll text her for you.
Okay, well, if you do, then that would be really swell. We'd love that because I want to know what he thinks of Zimmer. You know, Bud Grant's kind of fallen down on my list because we put him on the radio program the day after they hired Brad Childress, and he was just raving about Childress, how great he was going to be.
But what's he going to say?
Didn't work out. He's a suit now. He's getting paid now, isn't he? Getting the big bucks for the Vikings PR. But so yep. Dave wouldn't do that. He'll give us his unvarnished views, and love to have him. I've had Fran Tarkington on the program before too, and we'll maybe. But Osborne's tops on the list.
Yeah,
I want to know what he thinks.
Tarkington's probably my favorite quarterback in football history.
One of the best of the best, and he is a great entrepreneur. He's down in Atlanta now doing some amazing things.
Yeah, I listen to him. I see him every once in a while on TV. He's a pretty lippy guy, but he's pretty articulate.
He's not a big fan of our current president. In case you've noticed, yeah.
You guys notice how when somebody asks your favorite Viking of all time, nobody ever says Les Steckel.
Or Brad
Childress. I just remember less is more.
Yeah, less is more. There you go. All right, let's get to the calls. They're full, and they want to chat with their congressman. Dan and Dickinson, I just want to give you a chance to finish on the NSA. I didn't totally get your point before the break about the cell phone surveillance. So, Dan, as promised, go ahead and finish your point here so I can make a note here of what you're trying to tell us.
Thank you, gentlemen. The point I was making was due to the prepaid cell phones not having any kind of identification on them as far as who the holder of the phone is. The only thing that they put on them is a zip code to just identify what area code and prefix that would be the local prefix telephone number to put onto it. Other than that, somebody walks into a store and puts down $20 cash for a prepaid cell phone and $50 cash for a prepaid cell phone card. Nobody's going to know who it is that has that number.
And I think they use that the vast majority of the time, which is why I don't like the New York Times, which I affectionately refer to as the terrorist tip sheet, exposing all these secrets, because all you're going to do is the times they're not being used, they're going to push them to this kind of stuff. If they know what we have in the way of technology, they're going to avoid using it. Like today's story that says they can go Shazam and pull stuff off your computer, even if it isn't connected to the Internet. Why do we know that? Because the New York Times is tipping terrorists. That just drives me crazy. But, Dan, good point. Appreciate your call. And is it good or bad in your view? I mean, do you want them to have this technology?
I'm just still kind of up in the air on it. I understand the reasoning behind it, but it's just to use excuses like that just doesn't make any sense.
Excuses like what?
Well, what you were referring to earlier, Osama bin Laden Jr. calling Todd or calling Scott, and they know that's that person. Well, a prepaid cell phone number, they're not going to have any idea who's calling.
Sometimes
it's a real cop out. It's a real cop out to use that kind of thing as an excuse to have the database.
Well, I would disagree with you on that, but we're not going to take enough time today or have enough time to dig into this. But let's continue talking about it. That's how it's been explained to me of how it's used. If it's used in that fashion, I think that makes sense, because if Osama bin Laden Jr. has a prepaid cell phone, they know he has a prepaid cell phone. They pick up the number. He calls Todd, so now they can go, he called Todd. Why'd he call Todd? And he also called Todd calls Scott a lot. So what's going on? If they're doing that rather than, boy, do you politically disagree with us, I say just fine. Keep it to what it's supposed to be used for. Kevin, what's your take? I know there's some new guidelines being announced this week from President Obama, and Congress is evidently going to be involved in looking at all this. What's your take on it?
I have to admit, I side more with where Dan's coming from. Just as a philosophy and personal belief about what makes America so special, I think the NSA ought to have a reason to collect your data, and they ought to be able to make a reasonable request to a court like the FISA court before they start doing that. I think I always say about things like this, or frankly even other safety, whether it's pipeline safety or train safety or personal privacy, it's not always just enough for people to be safe. They need to feel as safe as we tell them they are, because that's that's the American culture. So is there a give and take? Is there some compromise? Probably. Do we compromise perhaps some of our personal safety if we're protecting our private private information? Perhaps a little bit, but so far the United States still, as Americans, we still favor privacy and liberty over even security.
Next call from Mark in Bismarck, listening on 550 KFIRE for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Mark.
My comment or my question is, I think the House is going to be voting on the $1.1 trillion expenditure bill that has been kind of cooked up here in back rooms in the last whatever number of days, saying that we have to pass this so that we don't shut down the government. And I've been online and I've watched the news, and apparently it's 1,500 pages of expenditures coming out to $1.1 trillion. My question is this another Nancy Pelosi, well, we better pass it so we can find out what's in it?
Yeah, great question. It's actually, you've done some pretty good research, because I've got it up on my computer right now. It's actually 1,582 pages, in case you want to know the exact number. And it's, most of the pages don't even have numbers in them. One of the things about this is, as Mark is talking about, is it's known in you know, Washington, he says the omnibus spending bill. And what it is, it's the appropriations bill for the discretionary spending through the rest of fiscal year 14, which is through September 30th. And it reflects the budget deal that was struck late last year, which sets the parameters then for the spending. It is just under $1.1 trillion. Mark's right about that. And there is a lot of stuff in it, but part of the reason why it's so long and why I've been reading it, and by the way, 1,500 pages in legislative pages is not as long as, like, say, reading a book or memos or things like that. But the reason I've been reading it is because the value of doing what appropriations the way they're supposed to be and omnibus is not the way they're supposed to be, but this gets us to regular order, which over half of Congress has never seen, that is passing 12 separate appropriations bills for the 12 agencies that run the, you know, the government.
Hold that thought, Kevin, if you would. We're up against the break. We'll get Mark his answer here on the spending bill, and we'll also get to Dave in Barnes County, Dave in Dickinson, Sally in Grand Forks, Scott in Center. Stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wintertime is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door Aveda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're at Aveda Concept Spa. It's just, at this time of year, too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late, have a cup of tea, and enjoy that spa.
And, folks, if you go online, you could book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So, talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card, complete with the spa and the stay of the works. ChaseOnTheLake.com to reserve that, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Every Wednesday, we do the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer has graciously cleared his schedule Wednesdays for a full hour to take your calls on any and all topics. And we appreciate you joining us in the program and participating in this, and give you a great opportunity to talk to your member of Congress. By the way, just a programming note, next week he will be joining us on Tuesday live from Tioga. We'll be at Nesset Consulting Service with the program on Tuesday, and Congressman Cramer will join us on air live from Tioga. So We invite you to stop by and see us and say hi at the beautiful Messer Consulting Services World Headquarters there in Tioga, which is available, by the way, for events and community events and rehearsal dinners and private parties. Give them a call up there. It's a beautiful facility. But anyway, Tuesday next week, just so you know. So Mark from Bismarck was asking about the omnibus spending bill. What does omnibus mean? Is it just kitchen sink? We're going to put everything into this?
It's kitchen sink. It's all inclusive, so it includes all 12 agencies. And the omnibus spending bill, for example, here's just some few things, because Mark wants to know about what's in it, which is a fair question. And although it wasn't really cooked up over the last few days, it was the last several days, probably the last month or so, right through the holidays, the appropriations committees worked right through Christmas and New Year's on it, because of course, as you maybe have heard, the government shuts down on January 15th of all days, if we don't pass a spending bill going forward. So we'll be voting on it today. So some of the things that are in it, for example, is that it's $165 billion in discretionary cuts since fiscal year 2010, which I think people have to remember that we continue. This is the fourth consecutive year since, and this is all since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives, that the budget has actually been cut. Actual expenditures cut 4 years in a row. It's the first time since the Korean War. It's $21.4 billion below the fiscal year 13 post-sequester spending. So it's actually below fiscal year 2013 sequester spending, $46 billion below the Senate's fiscal year 14 budget and the base discretionary level set by the Budget Control Act, which was what led to sequestration. And here's a little fact that I think should give us some encouragement. It's $500 million below the fiscal year 2009 enacted levels. So we're going back to the Bush administration's discretionary budget levels pre-Barack Obama, which, considering that we had to negotiate with both the White House and the Democrats in the Senate to get to this spending bill, is kind of remarkable that we're able to get below pre-Barack Obama. And that is something that I campaigned on. I said one of my goals was to get the budget to pre-Barack Obama levels. And if this passes this week, it in fact will. But the other thing is that we have a number of policy riders, and that's the value of doing appropriations bills rather than continuing resolutions, which are just continuing the government at the current level, which is...
Okay, I got to stop you, though, because you're way above my pay grade.
Yep.
When you say policy riders, is it, okay, there's a push to get a bill and actually have spending done for the rest of this fiscal year, which gets you to September.
Yep.
And so because they want that really bad, then we can fix some other stuff. Is that what you're saying?
So, for example, that's exactly right. So in this bill, we fund defense, of course, but we also prevent the administration from conducting any environmental assessments for ICBM missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles silos, which means the mine at Air Force Base is secure. It has 150 missiles, and they'll continue to have them. It includes a lot of pro-life issues, so it prevents Health and Human Services from discriminating against any healthcare providers who refuse to provide, pay for, or refer for abortions. It bans federal funding for abortions, except in cases of rape, incest, or endangerment of the life of the mother. It bans creation of embryos for research purposes or federal funding of research in which embryos are destroyed. It prohibits the use of funds for abortion under federal employees' health benefits program. These are all policy issues that we're able to pass because of the appropriations process. And there's a lot more of them as well that are very important to North Dakota. I mean,
and just to finish on his point, you're going to read all 1,582 pages.
That's right. Yeah, but that won't be hard. I mean, I know it seems daunting, and it is. It's not a small matter. But we've had it long enough now that if anybody's interested, they can go online and look at these bills. They're multiple spaced, they're double spaced, they're lined, they're numbered. They're just. It's not like reading a 1,500 page book. So it's
are you going to vote for it?
I lean toward voting for it. There's just a lot of important things policy-wise, but there are also a lot of important things specific for North Dakota. There's a $143 million cut to the EPA, which I know will break a lot of hearts in North Dakota.
Yeah. And then the war on coal will be a little tougher for them to take.
Well, with that in mind, I mean, there's some specific policies, EPA, like there's an exemption for livestock producers from EPA greenhouse gas regulations. So they can't they don't have to report greenhouse gas emissions from manure management, for example. It blocks, the administration and Senate proposals to charge $6.5 million in new grazing fees on BLM and Forest Service lands, which is huge for North Dakota ranchers. Extends the ability of someone to bring civil actions against challenging any decision by the BLM concerning grazing on public lands. And, it requires the administration to report to Congress on federal obligations and expenditures to address climate change. So, a lot of important stuff to North Dakota in the spending bill, and we wouldn't have it but for the fact that we have these appropriations bills in front of us.
Okay, I want to get on the call here, but just real quickly, it sounds like on spending, it isn't the spending restraint you'd like, but it is pre-Obama administration spending levels, and it is only until September. So it's
right.
A little ways down the path, not nearly enough, but a decent start.
But throughout the course of this year now, Scott, we're going to take up regular appropriations bills, which really is where we can get to the heart of the matter in a divided government and allow at least require votes on things. By the way, this bill also includes a military retiree pension fix. You heard about a couple of weeks ago. There's a provision fixing that Ryan Murray agreement that ensures that there are 63,000 medically retired personnel and survivors that they receive their full yearly cost of living increases. So that fix is in this bill.
All right. Scott in Center has been waiting the longest. Let's get your question here. Scott, quickly, go ahead. You're up for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Scott in Center on line four. Go ahead, Scott.
Read on the news here between segments. John Kerry announced $368 million to Syria. And I guess I don't understand how this happens. When the Democrats are screaming and yelling that we need unemployment extensions or a million plus people are going to die of starvation because they're losing unemployment benefits, why do we give all this money to these other countries? And I don't want to hear it's only 2% of the budget or whatever it is. When we know the Muslim Brotherhood still are big into Syria, Iraq right now is being taken over by terrorists, and we give it, whether it's cash or money, we know what happens to a lot of it. My deal is, if you have a great garden and all your neighbors have a cruddy garden, you're going to can all the food you can and do everything you can for your family, and then you're going to help your neighbors. Well, guess what? We've got a crappy garden in this country right now. We're $17 trillion in debt. We should be taking care of the people that fought for this country and the people that live here before we take care of these other messes in other parts of the world.
30 seconds for your answer, Kevin.
Well, I'm not familiar with the specific issue regarding Syria, other than I know the Syria situation fairly well, but I'm not defending John Kerry because, again, I don't know the specifics, but there are lots of things that are in the best interest of this garden that we live in other parts of the world, and that has to do with, obviously keeping terrorists at bay and keeping from coming to our garden, if you will, and destroying us. So, without knowing the specifics, I'm a little bit at a disadvantage.
Dave and Dickinson, when we come back, stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have 2 heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with a state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is What's on Your Mind. It's our weekly talk radio town hall meeting. Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check out that website to find out more about $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and energy security. And circle the calendar for May and the the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. The agenda's online right now, and sign-ups are underway, and oh my gosh, the booths are going to go quick. It's going to be lots of fun. Looking forward to that. All right, a chance for you to answer any more on that previous question before we go to the next one, or did we check the box necessary on the money for Syria?
Point. I mean, if I understand Scott's basic point, and I agree with him, we have to take care of our priorities instead of other countries' priorities. To the degree that somebody else's issues are our priorities, I think that's appropriate, especially when it comes to national security and protecting our country.
Let's go to Dave and Dickinson listening on 550 K-Fire. Hello, Dave. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Dave.
This Trans-Pacific Partnership treaty,
sure,
that they're working on in secrecy behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is that if we join that or pass that, we become regulated a lot by European Union rules and laws.
Sure.
And if there's something that we don't like, our Congress can't change it or do anything about it.
Right.
What's your opinion on that?
Well,
you raise an important point,
and the longer they negotiate the Trans-Pacific Partnership Act, as you talk about, and it's what it is, Scott, for listeners, it's a even broader sort of free trade agreement across Trans-Pacific, and of course, a lot of it deals with Japan and various parts of Asia, so it's a very big trade agreement. Dave's, I think, fundamental point is that we don't know a lot about what's in it because it's always been negotiated, by the administration. But at the end of the day, no agreement like this becomes active until Congress gives it an up vote. So Congress does get a chance to look at it. We do have the opportunity through oversight to learn about it. And we do, in fact, have at the end of the day an up or down vote. And I would say at this point in time, it's highly suspicious in Congress. So we'll watch it very, very carefully. And to the degree that we would be abdicating some of our authority to the European Union and things, those are the very issues that we look at very, very closely. We like free trade. I like true free trade, market-driven free trade. But when it comes to giving up some of our authority to others and our sovereignty or any restrictions on our sovereignty, I can't support.
All right. We're going to go into a lightning round here so we can get everybody in. So quick questions, callers, and quick answers if you can, Congressman Cramer, if we can get everybody in. Sally Grand Force, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. I heard Obama's cocky statement yesterday
His what statement? Sorry, Sally. What was the statement?
I would say it was cocky. That's my colloquial expression.
Cocky. Okay. I thought you said hockey. I thought, oh, maybe I have something to agree with Barack Obama about. We love hockey.
From Grand Forks, but she's not that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Got it.
Well, anyway, what I was going to say is he's very dismissive. He says, okay, I don't get what I want from Congress.
Yep.
I don't need it. I've got a pen and a phone.
Yep.
I want to know not only what congressmen are saying about that, but what they're going to do about it. Thanks.
Sure. Well, she's right. It was a cocky statement. He did make it, and he's, of course, exercised it many, many times, which is exactly why, and to get specifically to Sally's point, this week alone in the United States House of Representatives, there are 25 oversight hearings, including one that I'll be participating in tomorrow in the Science, Space, and Technology Committee on healthcare.gov website and security risks. Last year, 2013, the House of Representatives held 1,319 oversight hearings. Now, we are only, you know, one third of the policymaking power in this town, so you know we're somewhat limited. One of the bills that I've just signed on to this week is being introduced by Tom Rice from South Carolina. Is a bill called the STOP Act, and it's very interesting because I've read a lot of the research that Tom has gotten regarding Congress's ability to use the judiciary. What is our standing as members of Congress in using the judiciary, or in other words, suing the administration when they overstep their bounds? It's very interesting. It's difficult, frankly, and as I always suspected it was, for Congress to have standing in a lawsuit, but it's not impossible. So the STOP Act is aimed at trying to, you know, give Congress, either house, not both houses, but either house of Congress, more say-so in their ability to question the constitutionality and legality of overreach by the administration.
It's probably not every day that a member of Congress calls the President of the United States cocky, but I know Sally started it, but you agree. It was a cocky.
Well, it was a bit of a cocky statement. I admit, I mean, when the President of the United States says, I don't need to wait for Congress, I've got a pen and a phone, you're thinking, wow, really? You know, really? There's a Constitution that has a separation of powers. It's fairly clearly outlined.
It really gives you lots of warm and fuzzies that he's wanting to work with members of Congress, too, doesn't
really.
It?
Yeah. No. Any indication of that.
Okay, Dave in Barnes County, you're next for Congressman Kevin Kramer.
Yes, Kevin. As I recall, you ran as a conservative when you were running for the House, right?
Right.
And what is your rating with Heritage?
With who?
Heritage.
You mean like Heritage Action, Heritage Voter? I have no idea. I do not look at any ratings with various organizations other than the people of North Dakota.
I think, Dave, I appreciate you calling, and it's on my list to do a follow-up. I think I even promised I would ask this question first because somebody asked us after the last time you were on, why didn't you ask about the Heritage thing? I did the same thing, Kevin. I said, Heritage Foundation? And they said, no, Heritage Action. And I think they are different. But as I recall, this is Jim DeMint. And you know, some of the stuff that John Boehner's been talking about, and you know, they were critical of Congressman Rick Berg. They're being critical of you. I think your rating's down there in the mid-30s or somewhere. Why are they being critical of you?
Well, let me give you a good example. Heritage, for example, is one of the groups that takes these really weird positions, and then if you don't vote with them, then they give you a bad rating. Then they go out and try to find somebody to run against you in a primary. Mind you, they never go after Democrats, the only Republicans, and then they try to whip it up and try to raise a bunch of money off of you. Now, let me give you one example. During the government shutdown, we had a bill in the House that passed that would repeal the medical device tax, one of the major funders of Obamacare. I voted for that. Nancy Pelosi voted against it. That is the repeal of the tax, mind you. Repeal of the tax. Are you with me? Heritage gave her a plus rating for voting against it and me a negative for voting for it because they called it corporate welfare. The repeal of a business tax to fund Obamacare. They took the liberal position, and that those are the kinds of things that groups like Heritage, especially Heritage, they're the most guilty of this, do in this town to try and create wedges among Republicans, and then that allows them to raise money. That's why I always say, mine is the only name and the only picture on my voting card, and the people of North Dakota are the only ones I answer to. And others will just have to make up their own mind if they want to support me or not.
Yeah, your rating is 38%. They say the House Republican average is 65%.
Yeah.
and they list a number of votes, like 26 votes. One of them called the Frelinghuysen Amendment. What the heck is that? Frelinghuysen Amendment to increase disaster relief spending. That's the one. That's the first one they have on the list. Amendment adding more than $33 billion in unoffset spending to the underlying bill.
Okay, so that might have been, my guess is that might have been part of the Hurricane Sandy relief, for example. So I voted for all of the offsets to pay for Hurricane Sandy relief. None of them passed, mind you. So the important point, none of them passed. But that didn't keep me from voting for Hurricane Sandy relief. And for that, you get a negative vote without any credit for the fact that you voted for all the amendments to try and pay for it. And this is part of the problem in this town, is that people play, especially because of redistricting, and that's part of the advantage, I suppose, of being an at-large or a statewide congressman. There are very few of us. But people play more to one party or to their primary, because that's the only challenge they ever have. And so consequently, these sort of devices are used for that, to drive those wedges. So,
all right, Dave, well, I appreciate the follow-up, and I wanted to get to it. I have another follow-up on my list, and it has to do with a conversation we had yesterday with Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Last time you were on, you said the way we could get a farm bill done is if for farm state Democrats to get into Harry Reid's office and get on board. And so I asked Senator Heitkamp that. I said, no, you know, would this help get it done? And I actually basically passed on your criticism and asked whether she agreed with it. Here's what she said, and I want your response to it. Person Kramer, he said, really, this is in farm state Democrats' hands now. They're the ones that can go to Harry Reid. They can go to the president. They can break this logjam. Is he right? Is that what's left to get this farm bill
wrong.
Done?
I think right now the logjam is the interjection of the Speaker of the House into the dairy program. The conferees at the table had agreed to a dairy program. The Speaker then interjected himself and said, no, I won't agree to that kind of management. And that's what's now throwing a monkey into the works, is this debate over in the House between Colin Peterson, you know, a friend of farmers, and Speaker Boehner over milk prices.
All right, who's right, Congressman Kramer? Prediction. Is it, you're going to break this logjam? Will you get it done?
Yep, I think so. It's just going to depend on whether Congressman Lucas is willing to, you know, advance a product that may not have the wholehearted support of the Speaker, and just work with the coalitions of Democrats and Republicans who care about passing a farm bill.
All right, so she went on to say basically she thought it was going to get done. But first point, her disagreement on the farm state Democrats and saying it now it's a Boehner-Colin Peterson fight, and then ultimately her analysis on how it will get done, your reaction.
Well, the Boehner-Peterson fight over dairy policy is a bit of a stumbling block. There's no question about that. And frankly, having the support of the Speaker of the House is not a small matter. We should try to do that. My point is with regard to all these other issues that we've given so much on, House Republicans have given on to the Senate and Harry Reid and to Debbie Stabenow, and it's mainly around these conservation issues. They're getting 100% of what they want, they being Democrats in the Senate, on conservation. Is it too much to let the Speaker of the House have one little item, which, by the way, is, it's supply-side management of dairy. In other words, it's managing the supply of milk, which is, you know, that's a whole new arena that we'd be going into that we've never been in as a government before. And so my point is that if you're going to give, at some point you got to get a little too in a negotiation. And so, you know, we could both claim to be right, and we'd probably both be right in terms of what breaks the logjam. My only point is that with regard to these issues are very important to North Dakota farmers. And I mean very important. These conservation issues could break the crop insurance program if the Senate gets 100% of its way. And right now it's looking like they're going to. And so my point is, if we're going to change that, we need to get Debbie Stabenow to give a little bit. She hasn't been willing to.
Got it. There's the update on the Farm Bill, folks. More coming up. More of your calls, questions, and comments in our final segment on a Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Kramer joining us today on the program. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota. And Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Bacchus, is the wind blowing, and it's going to blow more. Blizzard warning for a good eastern half of the state. Eastern third, probably, of the state is where that blizzard warning is at. And we're watching it closely, getting ugly as the day gets later into tonight and tomorrow as well. But the wind is the big issue out there. Temps actually warm in some places right now. So just the wind that we're looking at, and obviously mixed with a little snow and some sleet, and we're watching it close. Congressman Kevin Cramer, one final segment on our talk radio town hall. Some calls waiting we want to get into. I just want to finish. It's impossible to overstate the importance of the Farm Bill to North Dakota.
Sure.
Impossible. So this is important. And I just want to finish on this point, because you both now, Senator Heitkamp and yourself, are predicting it's going to pass.
Yes.
And you've addressed the issue of sort of the give and take, where the Senate's winning a few, and that's why, in your view, Senator Heitkamp is wrong to criticize Speaker Boehner over this dairy thing because it's him winning one when the Senate's won a whole lot of others. But what I hear you saying is when ultimately this passes, if it passes with the conservation compliance that has been popular in the Senate tied to crop insurance, that could be a win, but ultimately a very risky loss. Are you saying that?
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that the Senate position on conservation issues is not good for North Dakota. It's not as good as the House position, which did not tie conservation compliance to crop insurance participation. In fact, it hasn't been tied to it for in nearly 20 years. So my point is that we need Debbie Stabenow, the chairman, the Democrat chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, to give a little on these, because I have an amendment, Senator Hovind has some amendments that relieve some of that pressure, and the Senate seems to be against all of them. We need Harry Reid to, you know, to say, hey, you got to give a little. With regard to the dairy thing, I supported Colin Peterson's position the first time that it came up. We did not prevail, and it was taken out of the House bill. And so I'm with Colin on it, but I'm not going to let that be the stumbling block to passing a farm bill. And I don't think he will either, frankly.
Got it. All right. Some calls waiting here. Let's get to them. Tom, Jamestown, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer, quickly. This is the super lightning round, by the way. Quick questions, quick answers. Tom, are you there? Don't hear Tom, so we got to go to Jeff in Fargo. Jeff for Congressman Cramer. Quick question, please.
Comrades, good morning.
Morning.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
My grandfather didn't lay in Pearl Harbor for you not to go down and help move them barriers when Barack Obama shut down the memorial. And I'm telling you, Kevin, the storm that's coming in this country.
Dump. No need for a response there. Profanity will get you banned for life on this program, and glad it was eliminated. Jack and Grand Forks for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
And Congressman, thanks for your work in Washington. I wanted to ask you a presidential question of the recent election. Did Romney pick the wrong guy? Congressman Ryan, and they didn't even win the state of Wisconsin in electoral votes. Tommy Thompson, the Senate candidate, didn't win. Maybe he was better off going with Rubio. Is there something wrong with the pollsters? Or is there something wrong with candidates like Cuccinelli in Virginia that they didn't seem to back so much?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question, sort of political pondering question. Rubio may have been better for the ticket, given geography, obviously. Florida becoming one of the major, Florida and Ohio, probably the main swing states anymore. Perhaps he could have delivered that. The thing about Paul Ryan, too, to remember is while he's a House member, he's not a statewide Wisconsinite. In other words, he has a very specific, safe Republican congressional district in Wisconsin, but that doesn't necessarily appeal to Milwaukee. You know what I mean? So it's not the same as having a senator who has been elected statewide and probably could deliver a broader. But again, I wish politics was based more on people's ideas and their ability than it was their geography. But unfortunately, and that's what it's come down to anymore.
All right, next question quickly. Betty in Woodworth, 30 seconds for your question.
Hi Kevin.
Hi, Betty.
Hey, are we any closer to getting an oversight hearing on all of this
There are a lot of interesting issues. Betty's asking specifically about things up at the Spirit Lake Reservation with regard to oversight by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. Right now, we are in some very specific negotiations on some issues that I'm not at liberty to talk about right now, but I would, in the course of the next few weeks or several weeks, I think you'll be hearing a lot more.
I don't have time to ask Betty where the best pie is in Woodworth, but there's a new pin for the map. Not had a call from Woodworth before, so thank you, Betty. Last call. This one came in off air during the evening. Question for you, Congressman Cramer. Roll it.
Hi, Scott and Congressman Cramer. It seems like there's an evil that's choking the life out of our country. A lot of people talk about it, but is anyone in Congress doing anything about it, or do they even see it or recognize it? It seems like most of my friends on Facebook are more aware of what's taking place in our country right now than those that are in a position to do anything about it. Can you give me some hope to hang on to? Thanks.
Well, that's an interesting point and an interesting question. And one thing I would say is please don't please don't count on Congress to do anything about the evil in this country, except to the degree that we can do pass legislation and kill bad legislation and pass good legislation. Congress and all of politics really is a reflection of our culture. And I think the caller is right. I think there is an evil in our country, and I think it's important to recognize it. And but I also think that, you know, when we live in a place where you know, the church itself, in many respects, has abdicated its responsibilities in many respects to the government. 96%, for example, of all food assistance dollars in this country come from the government. When Christ made it pretty clear.
Unfortunately, we didn't have the time to deal with the profoundness of that question. But you know what gives me hope? People, and they've all called the program and they're listening, and we appreciate every single one of them, because there are a lot of folks that are the silent majority out there. Got to go for today. We'll do it again next week. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thank you. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.